Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 29th of June 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So California is in uproar over video games. Yes, they're saying that video games are a protection of the First Amendment, a freedom of speech, if you will. Regardless of how bad they may be and the violence that they contain, they've got a right to be sold to just about anybody. There is a voluntary system that runs within the organisations, but the Supreme Court agreed that it had no ability to control the sale of video games based on violence alone. If you go to Ars Technica, there's a great article on it, and there's no end of references to 13-year-old boys with magazines with nude women in them, and also references to classical literature saying that for every Dante there is an Ovid, and that for all the teenagers who've read the original versions of Grimm's fairy tales, there are those who know the story of Lady Godiva. There's lots more of opinion going on in there, but the summary is perfectly good at the end of the article, and it says the basic concept of limiting sales to minors is fine, but the law has to be much tighter. When written too broadly, most of the members of the court and judges would strike down an appeal, even if that means defending an industry that sometimes wallows in antisocial themes. The head of Activision, Bobby Kotick, said that it was a triumph for the video game industry and Activision would be very supportive, even though they weren't supportive with any money for the defence against the case that was brought against them. Oh dear. That story's gone on way too long, hasn't it? Google released Google Plus yesterday, just like Wave that was all so successful. Google Plus came out and it was to a limited number of people, and guess what? All of the invitations are gone, despite the fact that we applied within a few minutes. We still haven't got one either. It's a project that's going to take on Facebook head on, and it's interesting that on the article on Tech Radar, there's a Facebook like button, but there's also a plus one like button as well. But it's not all roses for Google. No, they've been fined $1 million Taiwanese. It's about $21,000, so that's really going to hurt them, isn't it? In Taipei, after they've refused to comply with the Taiwanese return policy. Basically, if you buy anything online in Taiwan, you've got 7 days cooling off period for which you can return the product, and Google only give you 15 minutes. Apple have allegedly complied with this, even though they're saying it's not their policy. Also, Apple have been giving back refunds for Final Cut Pro X. Again, despite the fact that it's not their policy, they're saying that they'll refund it to people who've purchased it and be done with it. They've got to be careful here in the UK, though, because the distant selling regulations would apply, and people have 10 days to return their product. So, if you want your money back, now's the time. Office 365 has come out from Microsoft. It's an online Microsoft Office system, and it's going to cost you from $4 a month per user. Basically, it offers you a pro service that's real-time editing. It integrates with Microsoft SharePoint Online and Microsoft Exchange Online, and you'll be able to edit and copy documents and email them and whiz them around all over the place using it all online. It looks a great idea. I haven't had a play yet. I will try and get hold of a license and have a play. Apple have also released a Thunderbolt cable and a RAID drive for your Thunderbolt system. If you want to get your 10 gigabits per second, you're going to have to get one of their cables, and they're not cheap. $49 for a 2-meter cable is a hell of a price. If you want the RAID enclosures, they're pretty expensive as well. It's $2,000, but you do get 12 terabytes with that. I've got to say, I think it's a little bit on the pricey side. What's not on the pricey side is Fring for iPad. They've come out with an application and it does four-way video calling. If you haven't tried Fring yet, you should definitely go and give it a go. The beauty is as well that Fring will run with 3G iPads, and unlike FaceTime, you can get the four-way screen view. So you might want to switch over now, and it's not going to cost you a penny. And finally, we've got a quartet of fantastic gadgets for you. The first one is Surefire's UB3T Invictus flashlight. It is an incredibly bright flashlight. It comes in military-grade aluminium black, and it's really frigging bright. Unfortunately, you only get 1.7 hours of battery out of their full power. It's really, really, really hungry on batteries. It's also really, really hungry on your wallet. It's going to cost you $695. And Tag Heuer, a firm that I have ultimate respect for and love of their watches, have decided to release a phone. The phone is covered in alligator skin. It may not be real, but it's not a very good looking phone, and it's going to cost you $6,700. Tag, stick to watches. And also, the Aston Martin Experience is a $6 application for your phone. It gives out sounds of Aston Martin exhausts, and it gives you a whole load of blogs and autobiographies and technical stuff, and it's fantastic, but it's £6. And finally, the best of the bunch by a long way is the Sound Jaw. It is a tiny little bit of plastic that sits on your iPad 2, and it artificially turns up your volume. All you've got to do is clip this on the bottom, and it boosts the output towards you. The only drawback is it's going to cost you $20. It's a bit of plastic. It cost 2 cents to make. Come on, people, don't get ripped off. If you've got a review and no one else will listen, then stick it on iTunes. Thanks to ever so much to all the people that have left reviews so far. It means an enormous difference. All the shows need reviews. If you haven't left a review for every show on iTunes, please, please, please go and do it today. If you've got a story, send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. And you can also go to our website at bageltechnews.com. We'll be back on Friday with a roundup of the news between now and then, as normal. And also we'll have the big show in the evening, the photo show in the morning, and the Mac show at lunchtime. Please join us for all of the live shows. And then the following week, it's the Bagel Tech Bash. If you haven't got your ticket yet, you need to send us an email to bageltechnews@gmail.com, and we'll send you the invitation. Hope you have a good day. Thanks for listening.